Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1359, Panic Attacks, 11 Tips to Flip the Switch, by Rachel Shanken of mindbodywise.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday. I hope your weekend is off to a great start, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I act as your narrator of popular health and fitness blogs and always provide my commentary at the end. And don't forget, we have a few shows covering a bunch of different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app to find them. And with that, let's get right to today's article and start optimizing your life. Panic Attacks, 11 Tips to Flip the Switch, by Rachel Shanken of mindbodywise.com. You feel panicky for no reason. It comes out of nowhere. Your heart is pounding out of your chest. Your breath is shallow and quick. Your body feels like it's overheating. You can't think straight. The world is spinning. You're dizzy and scared. You feel trapped in your body, out of control, and you feel like you're going to die. If you're experiencing these symptoms, it's likely you're having a panic attack. Panic is a whole body experience. Your body needs tools to stop panic attacks for good and stop the madness. Here are my favorite mind-body-wise panic attack tips to slow down your system instantly. Breathing methods. 1. Paper bag method. Cover your nose and mouth with a paper bag. Breathe as deeply as you can through both your nose and mouth, inflating your belly and chest for at least 1 minute. Why this works. When you hyperventilate, it means your body has too much oxygen, which stops you from retaining carbon dioxide. This excess oxygen makes you feel short of breath. The paper bag breathing technique traps carbon dioxide in the bag, so when you inhale into the bag, you absorb carbon dioxide-rich air, which then allows you to fully absorb the oxygen that's entering and stops the hyperventilation. 2. Hold your breath. If you hold your breath for 15 to 20 seconds and repeat this several times, it helps to slow your heart rate and calm your hyperventilation quickly. Why this works? Holding your breath prevents the release of carbon dioxide. Similar to the paper bag method, holding in carbon dioxide allows the oxygen that's entering in to be used in your body instead of having an excess, which is what causes hyperventilation in the first place. 3. Conscious 1-2 breath. Even though it may feel challenging, aim to breathe consciously. Bring your hands to your belly, not your chest, as you'll feel your fast heartbeat and this sensation may induce more anxiety. And feel your inhales and your exhales as you inflate and deflate. Try to double the length of your exhale, which is proven to slow down your central nervous system. So you breathe out twice as long as you breathe in, hence the 1-2 breath. Body methods. 4, get present. The best and easiest way to get present is to use what you already have, your body. This is most easily accomplished while sitting in a chair. With an open palm, tap your body beginning with your feet. Feel the sensation of your hands against your body and your body receiving the touches and taps. Take your time to notice the experience in its entirety, moving from toes to head. Experiment with different levels of pressure and soft fists versus open palms. 5. Ground yourself. Lay on your back, on the floor, with a weight on top of you. When you are panicking, it can feel like you are floating off the ground and into the ether. Feeling your body supported by the firmness of the floor, with a heavy pillow or blanket or your dog on top of you, while breathing deeply, can help to flip the switch on your panic quickly. 6. Move. Jump. Dance. Walk. Run. It doesn't matter which you choose. What matters is that you get your body moving. The trapped feeling that comes with panic is much more easily dissipated when you get moving. It might be challenging while in the midst of panic to get yourself out the door, but if you can muster the courage, it could be your saving grace. 7. Eye pillow. Light pressure on and around your eyes is a great way to stop panic in its tracks. Use an eye pillow, and if you aren't hypersensitive to scent, purchase an eye pillow with lavender scent for bonus calming effects. Another more intense option is to use a cold eye mask. The cold temperature with the light pressure can be an effective way to stop panic in its tracks. Why this works? The vagus nerve, this is the nerve that controls your fight and flight and freeze response, is easily stimulated in the area around your eyes. Light pressure and cold temperatures soothe this nerve instantly and send a signal of safety to your whole body. 8. Laugh. Did you know that it's nearly impossible to laugh and panic at the same time? So if you can make yourself laugh, even if it starts off as a fake laugh, you can ward off an oncoming panic attack. If you can't get a real laugh going, start with an exaggerated fake laugh and see where it leads. The louder and sillier you can get, the better. Mind methods. 9. Distract yourself. With mild panic, it's possible to distract yourself to stop the sensation of anxiety. Turn on an upbeat song you like, a TV show that engrosses you, or that makes you laugh. It's best to make a list of these before you have the panic attack, so you have your go-to distractions ready and no thinking is required. Remember, panic lowers your ability to think clearly. 10. Remind yourself. If you can, even in the midst of the chaos of your panic, remind yourself that just like everything else in life, nothing lasts forever. This feeling and sensation will pass, just like all feelings and sensations do. Extreme method. 11. Ice dunk. This is only suggested for when you've tried everything else and you're in extreme panic mode. If you have a heart condition or an eating disorder, do not do this. Fill a wide bowl about 1/3 full with ice. Add cold water, leaving some room at the top. Take a deep inhale and then plant your whole face into the water for 30 seconds. Make sure your cheekbones and your eyes are fully immersed in the icy cold water, as these are key areas that connect with the vagus nerve. And remember, the vagus nerve is all about the fight, flight, and freeze response. Why this works? This physically halts the panic by forcing the parasympathetic nervous system to turn on, which is regulated by the vagus nerve. And as a result, it slows your heart instantly, which has a relaxing effect on your whole body. Avoid. The following list includes some of the most common triggers for anxiety and panic. Sleep deprivation, so definitely get plenty of sleep. Dehydration, be sure to rehydrate and drink plenty of water. Excess alcohol consumption, so if you do consume alcohol, be sure to do so in moderation. Panic attacks don't have to be a life sentence. You just listened to the post titled Panic Attacks, 11 Tips to Flip the Switch by Rachel Shanken of mindbodywise.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com /health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Doesn't it seem like deep breathing is the cure-all for most things? Well, it's because as today's author, Rachel, so perfectly explained, deep breathing triggers our nervous system to calm us down. When we're feeling anxious, stressed, or angry, our nervous system starts to ramp up, and it triggers our heart rate and blood pressure to increase. But when we take deep breaths, we're telling our nervous system to calm down, to slow down our heart and blood pressure. By taking deep breaths, we're bringing more oxygen to the brain too. Oxygen is an important fuel for brain cells. They need oxygen to function optimally. So by taking deep breaths, we're hopefully allowing ourselves to think more clearly and calmly. This is why deep breathing can be so effective. It's kind of a double whammy. More oxygen to the brain, lower heart rate, lower blood pressure. It's a perfect combination. This is why deep breathing can be so effective and why it's recommended for everything ranging from anxiety and panic attacks to high stress situations to anger and frustration. All right, that'll do it for me for today. I hope you're having a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Sunday show where optimal life awaits.